Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The list of American cities that have undergone the same pattern that has struck Minneapolis over the past few days, the death of a black man at the hands of police officers, followed by protests, followed by riots, those sort of things continue. It's become a pattern in American life, and it is depressingly long. Baltimore, Ferguson, Oakland, Milwaukee, and right here in Los Angeles, just to name a few. In spite of decades of attention and public discourse and activism, the pattern does not seem to break. Mari Gay is a columnist and member of the editorial board of the New York Times. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So this is it's not a new thing in American society, certainly, but it does seem to be persistent. It does seem to not be getting any better, despite all the talk, despite all the hand-wringing, despite all the politicians saying all kinds of things to try to bring the community together. How does this stop?
What are we talking about specifically? Are we talking about killings of black men by police, unrest?
Well, it's really sort of all of the above, isn't it?
Sure. I would say that, first of all, every life is precious, and that people, I would just really compel people to remain peaceful, but also to understand that for people and communities who have been living for generations without justice, that they feel at this point that they are out of options. They are extremely frustrated, very angry, righteously so. And they feel that their lives have not been valued, and they're not wrong. So the surest way to a better society is through justice. And I really don't like speaking in platitudes, but truly dismantling the racism and the racism that has informed American institutions, especially in police forces across the country. Is what the key is. I don't think police-community relations really cuts it. We really need to address head-on the fact that because of a lack of accountability for cops that are not good cops, right, that do the wrong thing, when those cops are not held accountable, that sends a message to other police officers across the country that they do not have to value every life and treat every citizen equally.
How do you fight the frustration, or I guess the fear that maybe this one still won't change anything? Because we see a lot of people saying, look, we can't make this another hashtag. And then you start to think of all the other names, all the other people that have lost their lives. And there's been protests about that, too. Do you worry that this one will just be more of the same, or does it feel different this time around? Because this has been galvanizing, and it comes at a time where, the last few weeks have seen the man in Georgia killed while jogging, the incident in Central Park with the bird watcher and the dog and the calling the police, and we're also in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that really has cheered me is the images of protesters in Minneapolis and elsewhere realizing that it's not only Black Americans that are protesting anymore. It's white, Hispanic, indigenous, all kinds of Americans, immigrants. And I think there's a true groundswell, frankly, a majority of Americans that really is sick and tired of seeing their friends and neighbors and family members and fellow citizens treated as less than human. And they're fed up. I think if you combine that with the tragedy of this pandemic and the tragedy of the mishandling from the White House of the pandemic, and then the last 4 years of you know, a presidency that is just been a disaster, frankly, for so many Americans, that there really is a majority in this country that want real change. I mean, there's an opportunity here, just as there is in any unrest, you know, to make the world better, to make the country better. And my hope is really that I think a lot of the people who are the most frustrated by this, young people especially, of all races and backgrounds, there's a sense of just fatigue. It's exhausting. It's emotional. I'm recovering from COVID myself. I mean, living here in New York, we're all exhausted by the constant onslaught on the humanity of ourselves and others. So the key is just that you really need to put your organizing hat on to make change. It's not enough to just go protest. You need to vote. You need to register others to vote. And you need to get people to the polls.
But let me ask you, Amara, because, you know, you're talking about all the things that have happened in the past 4 years. And I was going to ask you whether you thought things would change materially for the better if there's a change to a Democratic administration in the White House come January of next year. But then again, some of the things that we ticked off in the lead-in to you of other incidents, some of these things happened during the Obama years. I mean, they've happened through Republican and Democratic administrations. So are you really that hopeful that if there is a change at the presidency, that it will make a real difference on the ground?
Well, you know, the answer is yes. This should not be a partisan issue, right? But the reality is, for example, I live in New York City, and we have lost over 24,000 New Yorkers in the past several months to COVID, which is more than we've lost in 20 years of homicides combined. It's many times more than we lost on 9/11. Now, in a pandemic, unfortunately, you're going to lose some people, and that maybe was inevitable. But the scale of the suffering and the loss here and across the country is so large, you know, I believe, because of the mishandling from the White House and from other levels of government. So I do think, you know, I'm someone who works in politics, and so maybe I'm biased this way, but I mean, it's very clear that good government has consequences just like bad government does. And Americans are feeling that more viscerally, more personally than ever before.
Amara Gay, columnist, member of the editorial boards of the New York Times.